Part 3, Chapter 7, The Descent of the Holy Spirit. Previously, we explained that each magnetic system has seven aspects that manifest themselves in seven rays. It is to be understood that such a magnetic system sends out one ray, which includes the seven rays. The seven rays, separately, can be active only inside, within the magnetic system. Therefore, they apply only to those who live and are growing in the magnetic field. A being has to be inside the Gnostic magnetic body to benefit from the salvation of the seven rays in their variety. This is why we received only the electromagnetic radiation from the magnetic systems of the Gnostic brotherhoods, which have preceded us in glory. When the work of the modern spiritual school began and developed, only this fundamental force was given to us. If a group gives evidence of a reaction to this fundamental ray, it is obliged to liberate from it the building, sanctifying force by self-freemasonry, in insight, yearning for salvation, self-surrender, and a new attitude of life, so to differentiate the fundamental force. That is the meaning of the words, work out your own salvation in fear and trembling. It is the fundamental force in which all is contained that is placed at our disposal. The seven rays are included in it. Each serious pupil, each group of such pupils, is able to evoke the sevenfold force from this fundamental force. If this sevenfold force is freed, then it constitutes proof that the group in question is sufficiently mature to receive it and to assimilate it according to its holy purpose. Metaphysical circles eagerly await the descent of the Holy Spirit. Thick books have been written about it. Well, its non-appearance is always the judgment of truth, this judgment being, of course, equally applicable to us. In the present magnetic field of the modern spiritual school, the sevenfold power, the Holy Spirit, begins to manifest. He who does not experience it, and so does not show it in a clearly demonstrated attitude of life, must look for the reason within himself. On the basis of the fundamental force, by rotation and increased vibration, by attraction and repulsion, we see, firstly, force, secondly, light, thirdly, heat, fourthly, sound, fifthly, cohesion, sixthly, life, and seventhly, movement. All that we could possibly understand with regard to transmutation and transfiguration lies hidden in this sevenfold liberation. We can realize everything by means of this sevenfold power. All that the universal doctrine holds out to the candidate as a prospect of life and regeneration will be made real in the magnetic body of the modern spiritual school. We can, by following the brotherhoods that preceded us, also go this way. A conclusive judgment is to be given with regard to all those who pretend to live from the Holy Spirit, yet who remain in their ordinary dialectical state of life. The negativity of such people can always be very easily recognized. We can mystically define the electromagnetic radiation, the fundamental force, as the divine breath, as the divine word, for the breath of God moves over us in a certain rhythm, in a certain vibration. Consequently, there is a hidden meaning in it. A holy word is literally being spoken to us. This word is called, in the universal doctrine, the mysterious name of God, consisting of six or seven letters. It is a definition of the holy seven power, the seven Gnostic powers, by which the sanctification of the one who is returning to God can become a reality. The name of God is the Gnosis itself. It is God himself. Everything can be realized with these seven rays. Firstly, the fundamental force is given to a group, and then, in the fulfillment of the demand, the six other realizing forces will come into action. That is why the name of God is also defined as the mysterious, ineffable name of six letters. The one who misuses this word, as natural religious man does, in fact, swears. To speak the holy name of God means undertaking the rescuing work for the sake of fallen humanity, realizing God's plan of deliverance in oneself and for the sake of others, using the powers given for this in a self-ignoring new attitude of life. That is the service of God, that is speaking the name of God in deed and in truth. The electromagnetic radiation, the breath of God, the word of God, the holy name of God, is no radiation power that only sets matter into motion. No, the universal doctrine states, with emphasis, that the breath of God is a substance in itself that streams through space. This is why the Bible speaks of the river of God. It is a gulf stream of divine breath, in which at the same time astral force, astral substance, and the holy foods develop. This stream of divine substance can be communicated to other bodies, and it will be able to change them. It penetrates everything. Moreover, it wields power. He who hears and experiences this word and reacts to it will see that it becomes light in the course of time, will experience it as light, next as heat, and then as sound. Light, heat, and sound, the three forces which transfigure the soul of the candidate. Light, heat, and sound in this sense are very subtle states of original substantial transmutation within the system of the candidate, a threefold faculty, a threefold magnetic force by means of which the dialectical structure and all that is unholy in the microcosm are seized and broken up. In such a way, a new structure becomes possible. An atomic transmutation takes place, followed by a completely controlled chain reaction in accordance with the word. After light, heat, and sound should follow cohesion, life, and movement. The manifestation of the new, glorified body. It is a junction of cell structures into one body that eventually enables the candidate to practice a quite new state of life inside the new heaven-earth, which development keeps pace with his personal development. If we take one step together in this direction, we will discover that the force field goes with us. If we change, the magnetic body will change accordingly. In this way, we are literally on a journey. In this way, at a given moment, this whole composition of complicated developments will disappear out of sight of dialectics into the cave of the mysteries. Once having entered it, we shall never return.